If there's one thing a Christian should contend for to be capable of discerning is the wrong spirit that people have, that's their own spirit. See, there's three different kinds of spirits in the spirit world. There's the Holy Spirit, there's the seducing spirits, and there's the spirit of man, your own spirit. And I'm going to tell you one thing, the main thing that gives you trouble is your own spirit. It's your own spirit. Let me show that to you here in the correction here that the great prophet Samuel had to make here among the people of God way many years ago, 1 Samuel 15. He looked at this man that had disobeyed God and was rebellious in 1 Samuel 15, 23. Saul, king of Israel, Samuel, the trusted prophet. Here's the prophet speaking to Saul. Rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. And because you rejected the word of the Lord, when you reject the word of the Lord, there's no light in you. He has rejected thee from being king. He didn't just reject him from being king. He rejected him, period. We can show you by the next in the scripture, in the next chapter. Saul said to Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed, what? The commandment of the Lord and thy words. He rebelled against God and God's prophet. And the reason was, I feared the people, and I obeyed their voice. All right, what was the first thing wrong with Saul? The first terrible plight of this great man was he was contrary, he was stubborn, and he was rebellious against the word of God and Samuel that led to disaster. Now, it didn't bring disaster at first. It brought rejection. Secondly, 1 Samuel 16 and 14 says the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul and an evil spirit came upon him. All right, secondly, the Holy Ghost left him after he was so stinking, contrary, and stubborn in his own spirit. It's your own spirit that gets you in trouble with God. It ain't the devil's spirit. It ain't what the Holy Ghost requires of you and does through you. It's your own spirit. And I tell you, if we had more discernment among God's people instead of always looking for a demon, look for that stinking old contrary thing they've got that they were born with, then you get down to the root of the problem. It's the contrary spirit. Well, I know the devil makes you that way, but it's not demon possession. Just an old stubborn, contrary spirit in God's people that leads them to this place, like Saul, that the Holy Ghost left him. Thirdly, the evil spirit came upon him. After the Holy Ghost left, that opened the door. And I'm going to tell you something. You're going to be filled with something, you better be filled with the Spirit of God and the Word of God. If you don't, you got the door open for one of these seducing spirits to come in, and it'll manhandle you. It'll manhandle you. It'll take advantage of that old contrariness. The Holy Ghost will leave you. It might be like David. It might be very temporary, see. He asked the Lord not to take his Holy Spirit from him, give him a clean heart and a new spirit within him. And he did it quick enough. He did it quick enough that he got victory. Now, Saul went here a year in between these times that Samuel had rebuked him for his old contrary ways and spirit, and he wouldn't correct his spirit. He wouldn't let God break his spirit or even bend his spirit to that perfect will of God. And there's men in the Bible that could discern spirits, and there's maybe some today that can, but not very many. In Mark the first chapter, verse 21, the Bible said Jesus went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and there was a man in their synagogue with an unclean spirit. And he yelled at Jesus, leave me alone. Leave us alone. I know who you are. You come to destroy us before it's time. And Jesus had to cast the devil out of him. Why, they didn't care if that man was in their church. Yeah, there's some of them in there. Don't worry about that. But most of them are in there. It's just got an old contrary spirit, and they won't listen to God. They won't listen to a man of God. All right? 1 Samuel 16. I just was talking about the scripture there that showed how the Spirit of God departed from Saul and an evil spirit came to him. Now, David knew that evil spirit was there. Now, you take old brother Dave here. He had to go out and fight the Philistine, and when he came back, the women began to praise him and sing with their timbrels and dances and said that Saul has killed his thousands and David's 10,000s, and that evil spirit began to work on old Saul, and he wanted to kill David. Now, let me tell you something. 1 Samuel 18, verse 5, David knew he had that old demon. He had the sensitivity to the spirit world to that extent, the discerning of spirits. And verse 5 said he behaved himself wisely. And then over in verse 15, he behaved himself very wisely. And then you go down into the last verse, 30, said David behaved himself more wisely. You better behave yourself wisely when you're fooling with the devil. You better behave yourself very wisely. And I'm going to tell you, these old spirits that's in God's people, that's contrary to the word of God, they don't want to submit. They want a preacher that's going to tell them sweet things and smooth things. My Lord, them contrary spirits will get you to where God will leave you. Now, in Acts 16, that woman, that young woman, crying out, prophesying, these are the servants of the Most High God. Those women in that, I call it the women's aglow meeting, they didn't even know that woman had a demon. She had a spirit of divination, a fortune-telling spirit, and she could prophesy. Don't you think the devil can't mimic about anything God can do? Not all, but many things. Paul knew there was a demon there, but he held his peace for many days. But finally he was grieved, the Bible said, verse 18, and he commanded that spirit to come out, and he came out, and she couldn't do it anymore. That was one of them mild spirits, one of those seducing spirits. They are as religious and more so than you are. All right, in Acts, the 8th chapter and verse 9, there was a fellow named Simon, the sorcerer. And the Bible said he bewitched the people of Samaria with that old spirit of sorcery he had. And I'm going to tell you something God showed me about him. They were falling out on their backs, just like they do today. And that had bewitched them people. He had them stacked up in the services he was in. But when Philip preached, he came up and acknowledged that something was wrong with his ministry. But he didn't get right, for Philip didn't know the codger didn't get right. He didn't discern that spirit of sorcery in him. But here come a man from Jerusalem, the Apostle Peter, and he lined up and wanted the Holy Ghost, and the Apostle Peter said to him, hey, your heart is not right in the sight of God. You better repent of your wickedness. Oh, Lord, when you can discern and you know there's something wrong. In Acts 19, the seven sons of Sceva, they were exposed for their exorcism. After they tried to cast the devil out of a man, he wouldn't come out, and he jumped. That man jumped on them and tore their clothes off, and they left naked. In 1 Kings, the 22nd chapter, there was one man in Israel that could discern spirits, and that's the only one they had in the whole nation of Israel. In 1 Kings 22, Jehoshaphat, the righteous king of Judah, had come down and made an alliance to go out and fight against Syria with the king of Israel, Ahab, the husband of Jezebel, the most wicked king Israel ever had. Lord have mercy. Jehoshaphat heard 400 men, verse 6, out prophesying good things. Go up to Ramoth Gilead, and God will deliver it into your hands. Boy, that pleased Ahab. But let me tell you something. Those seducing spirits and those preachers were leading him to his death. And you don't know what's going to happen as a result of prophecy that comes from a seducing spirit. Try the spirit. Prove all things. I don't never listen to a prophecy unless it comes twice exact. You know what? Joseph told Pharaoh back there in the 43rd chapter of Genesis. He said, 41st chapter, he said, for as much as God has doubled this dream to Pharaoh, it's certain to come to pass. Now try the spirit. Don't believe somebody hollering or squalling on you. My God, have mercy. Try that spirit. God will give you opportunity to try it. Try it. These 400 prophets out there prophesying, Jehoshaphat, the righteous king, had some sensitivity to the spirit of truth and spirit of error. He said, wait a minute, don't you have a prophet of the Lord here beside these 400 seducers? Oh, yeah, I've got one, but I got him in jail for I hate him. He always preaches things against me. Well, he ought to. Sorry, rascal. All right, he said, don't let the king say so. Send and get him. He sent and got Micaiah, verse 8, the son of Imlah, and he brought him. And when he came out, listen to what he says, verse 19. Hear therefore the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the host of heaven standing by him on the right hand and on the left. And the Lord said, who will persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead? See, there's a wonderful prophet named Elijah had prophesied, you're going to get killed and the dogs is going to drink your blood. Now it's time for it to come to pass. One said on this manner, one on another.